everybody, and welcome to the pilot episode of the Frog Pants Trivia Show. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett.
Woo! Hello. How are you?
I'm good, man. You're the man in this particular case. You are not. you are the man about town. You're the guy that runs trivia functions all over the country every year, including the Frog Pants All Stars that we do at Nerdtacular. And you're MC, dude.
I'm like, the guy with the long, skinny microphone and the really loud sports jacket.
Indeed. Now, we should probably mention, and I'll mention this up front here and remind you at the back end of this, that this is a pilot episode that we may do on a regular basis. It all depends on you folks. If you go to patreon.com/TMS and help support us, get us over our next goal, that means this will be a regular piece of business. And today's kind of a test. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to have a bunch of fun. We got a bunch of cool people here, and we got a bunch of you coming in to play with us. So, without further ado, Brian, you want to introduce everybody?
Let's go around the horn here and introduce your panel of Frog Pants producers, your Frog Pants celebrities, if you will. Let's go to my left here, from Arizona. She's Mrs. Wood Whisper. It's Nicole Spagnuolo. How you doing, Nicole?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Scott. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm here to play.
That's awesome.
It says here on my card that you have a very interesting hobby.
Yeah, what is that hobby?
Video games.
Yeah.
Not many women play, but I sure do.
That's right. Represent. This really is the 70s, isn't it? Jeez.
Also representing our Wednesday TMS lineup, Mr. Tom Merritt.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, oh, Tom.
Hey,
are you?
It's Tom Merritt. He's one of my favorites. That's great.
Oh, you're thinking of the other Tom Merritt.
Oh, well, shoot.
In Oxford.
Yeah.
Is there another Tom Merritt? Is that you get confused with a lot? Like, is
there's
there another
Tommy
one on the internet?
Merritt that was a congressman. There's a Tom Merritt who's a like really, really smart scientist. There's a Tom Merritt who's in jail.
Oh, really?
There's a Tom Merritt who's a like Taekwondo master.
Wow. You really went down a hole finding all the Tom Merritts at some point.
That's you do enough vanity searches over the years.
Some of them find you.
Yeah, that's right. All right. An airplane. All right. Who's our last guy?
Our last panelist is Mr. Justin Robert Young, who's solely representing our Tuesday show. Welcome, Mr. Robert Young.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we need.
We put in the hyphen it there.
Yeah. Mr. Robert Young. Mr. R. Young. That's how you say
exactly.
It.
I'm really excited to be here because I can't be beat. And I'm ready to rub it in everyone's face.
All right. It's not a rap battle, because that's what that sounded like just now, is you starting a rap battle somehow.
I've been doing nothing but watching wrestling promos for the past 3 hours.
All right, perfect.
Is Mom Spaghetti on your shirt already?
This Saturday at the Cow Palace.
Awesome. Well, the whole crowd's here. How does this work moving forward, Brian? Take us away.
And of course, fourth chair, by the way, is you, Scott Johnson.
Hi. Hello. Yes.
You guys are the pawns, basically. Here's how it's going to work. We have a set of contestants all culled from our tadpole group, a bunch of people who've offered up their lives to be on this show.
People who weren't fast enough to avoid the wolves that you sent after them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The ones who got caught in the traps. We're going to pull each one of them in individually. Each one will get to know what their category is that they're going to be playing with. And then they'll get to choose one of you four. And they'll pick one of you four. They'll go head-to-head against whichever one they pick. If they get more points than you, then they win. And they get some great prizes. Tonight, our prizes are, and we got to thank our sponsors for these too. We have a bunch of different packages, each representing the four of you. So the Tom package.
I like the Tom package.
The Tom package.
Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know about the Tom package. He does it daily.
you get a Tadpool pint glass, a Doghouse Systems t-shirt and mouse pad, a 12x18 Sword and Laser album art signed by Tom and Veronica, a 12x12 TMS print, some In the Clip Clop bumper stickers, and some other stickers in there.
Wow.
Justin, similar stuff. You get a 12x12 FSL Tonight album art signed by Justin and Tom. Nicole has a ladies'
your package, Justin.
He's signed your package even. Nicole's package includes a Woo-hoo! Ladies of Leet fan and all the other stuff that I mentioned. And the TMS package has the Walking the Walker mouse pad. And Big thanks to Texas Beard. Well, big thanks to Doghouse Systems for throwing in t-shirts and mouse pads for all our winners tonight. And of course, all the other things that Dave Michael has thrown in. Plus, the first winner tonight gets an extra bonus from the Texas Beard Company, a comb, a bottle of oil, a tin of balm, some patches, and a shirt.
Damn.
All the things you need to take care of your, yes, all the things you need to take care of your beard or put on your body.
All right. Sweet.
I was going to say, what if a lady wins?
Well,
bearded lady. And
like, maybe she has someone in her life that she can give this to.
Yeah. Your legs. True. Put some of that man beard on your legs. Brilliant.
Doesn't have to. Never mind. Anyway.
All right.
So what do we do first? We pull somebody in. Who's our first guy?
Pull our first contestant in. It is he's from Seattle, Washington. His beard was once featured on a Japanese fashion blog. That is Damon from Seattle, Washington. And I'll say welcome to the show, Damon. But it's probably going to be a few seconds.
Yeah, because I got to freaking see. This is the part I got to. We're going to get down next time.
Let me tell you something about Seattle. Bunch of pencil neck geeks.
Right.
You really want him to choose you.
He for some reason is not accepting me. I don't know why.
Probably just busy like listening to Pearl Jam.
Yeah, it won't let me add him.
All right. Well,
hey, why don't you remain sleepless, you nerd?
Let's go to the second name in the list then, I guess. Peter from Moncton, BC in Canada.
All right. Now he
well, what is, tell Lions. Me what he did.
Well,
I think I got him.
Here we go.
C stands for boring chucklehead.
Got it. Okay, he's being added to the call. I'll try to do this ahead of time on the other guys here. Peter, are you there?
I am.
Oh, fantastic, dude. You sound great. Welcome to the show. Thanks for doing this for us.
Thank you.
This is going to be good. All right, Brian, he's your man. Go.
Sure. Now, it says here on the card, Peter, that you make parody movie posters of Scott, Brian, and others. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I'm currently training on Photoshop and stuff like that, and I listen to the morning stream in the morning, funnily enough, and usually Scott says something or you say something, and I go, oh, there's a movie like that, so I take the movie poster and put your face or Scott's face on it. Or
I think we've seen a few of these. Did you do one recently for What Happens in Vegas?
I did.
Were you also the one today for Back to the Future?
That was not me.
Oh, well, it's going around. You're contagious, dude. That's what's happening there.
Where were you when I asked for the knee sock Photoshop?
Is there a knee sock Photoshop?
Five guys in knee socks, and that's pretty much all they're in.
I remember that one. Yes.
Nicole's being bombed. She's being strafed. Don't worry. It's all fine. It's
like low-flying aircraft.
She'll be fine.
Over Nicole. So, Peter, you get first choice here. You get to choose one of the four panelists here to play against. I will tell you that this first game is general knowledge. It is not focused on any one category, so it's kind of wide around a whole bunch of different topics.
Okay, I since he was trash talking a lot, I think I'll go with Jury.
Yeah.
All right, Jury.
I knew Jury would be the hot property, man.
All tell right. you what, might be the only smart thing that's come out of Canada this week.
Wow.
I need a rim shot.
I know. Yeah, that's right. Add that to the sound.
I'll get that on there.
All right, your game is called Initial Impression. For this first game, we're going to ask you a series of questions. The answers to each of these questions are all two words that begin with F and P. For example, if you get a question like, this piece of clothing usually worn above the pubic area or above the buttocks can carry your wallet and is usually found on out-of-style tourists, you might answer
fanny pack.
There you go. Very good. If you get the answer right, you get 3 points. If you get it wrong or don't answer, the question is going to go to the other player. If they get it right, they get 1 point. They can steal a point.
Playing against each other, huh?
We're playing against each other, and I'm going to alternate back and forth between the two of you.
Yeah, good luck here.
As always, on this game, we give the Tadpool member the choice of going first or second. So, Peter, would you like to go first or second?
I will go.
You'll each
second.
Get four questions. So,
second. Yeah,
okay, you can do a second. So, we're going to start with you, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 points, this American glam metal band from LA formed in 1986 and had their biggest hit, House of Pain, 4 years later.
I should have some kind of TikTok and music, shouldn't I?
Oh, yeah. Do you have some TikTok and music?
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah. I don't know.
There we go.
Oh, not somebody took the trash talking, am I?
Yeah. Fat Popeye.
It is not.
Ooh, so close.
Peter, would you like to take the dance?
They also did a cover of You're So Vain. It is Faster, Pussycat.
Very good.
Nicely done.
Nicely done. All right. Peter, in the lead with 1 point here. And this question is for you. This hand-operated coffee maker has been a hipster favorite since 1929, though ironically, it was invented by an Italian designer.
Because it wasn't made in France, but it was a French press.
Wow, very good.
Nicely done.
4 points for Peter. Yeah. All right, we go back over to Justin.
Yeah.
This is a common name for an American medical specialty that treats the general ailments of both children and adults.
Family practitioner?
That's correct. Family practitioner practice. Either one is acceptable.
Nicely done.
We go back over to Peter. Taking one of these has been well documented as one of Scott Johnson's many irrational fears.
What?
Taking one of these has been well documented as one of Scott Johnson's many irrational fears.
Would it be flying poop?
It's flying poop. Very good.
That's it? Flying poop?
Take a flying poop.
Oh, yes, take a flying poop.
Taking one of, I get it.
Ah, I get it. Yeah. Pooping on a plane, everybody.
That's right. Justin, back over to you. This is a digital rights management technology created by Apple or something they have been accused of not showing their competition.
Say it again.
Sure. This is a digital rights management technology created by Apple or something they have been accused of not showing their competition.
Free play?
It is not free play.
What is it?
Peter, do you want to steal?
Fair play.
It is fair play.
Oh, so close. Justin
and Robert Peter, back over to you for this one. According to Wikipedia, this phrase has been the title of a novel, 3 films, an album, a television show, and a video game. And it's a synonym for crime or unfair behavior and was coined by Shakespeare in The Tempest, among others.
Foul play?
Very good.
Oh, whoops, sorry. My bad. Nicely done.
All right, Justin. I think
this guy's got the answers. Somebody sent him the doc.
Did I mention I was a national contestant on Reach for the Top when I was in high school?
What the hell is Reach for the Top?
Is that a Canadian game show?
High school game show with teams.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Weird. All right.
Mons too.
Reach for the Top. Fancy.
He was only going to bring that up if he was winning, Justin.
Yeah.
Over to
Jerry.
Jerry gets this one. Yes. The father played Chico to the man. Oh, this guy played Chico to the man, and the son was Scooby-Doo's Mr. Jones. This is really weirdly written.
Yeah.
Fabricio Papa Giorgio.
So it's like a senior junior combo. The father
Freddie
played Chico.
Prince.
There we go. Yes.
That's nicely done. Fabrizio Papa Giorgio.
Back over to Peter for the last one here. This 14th U.S. president is best known for failing to head off the Civil War. He has a fictional relative named Ryan who was interned to Josh Lyman on TV's The West Wing.
Oh.
Oh, U.S. presidents. Tough for the guy from Canada, huh?
I'm not going to get that. Oh, wait. Frederick Polk.
No, it is not Frederick Polk.
James K. Polk. All right.
Yeah, Napoleon of the Stump.
That's right. Drew, right. do you have a steal?
Is it... I'm not going to get the first name right, but is it Fillmore Pierce?
Ooh, it is not Fillmore. It is Franklin Pierce.
Franklin Pierce. So
Fillmore
close.
Millard Fillmore was the president before Franklin Pierce, though.
Yeah.
If this were Current Geek, you'd get half points.
That's right. You're not used to a real point structure, are you, Tom?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm used to a much more complex point structure than the simple one that you
use. That's a good point.
Mere
good
humans point. Can't that's understand.
Well, and that ends the first game. And Peter, you've won with 5, 10, 11 points to Jury's 6.
Yay!
Congratulations. You are our first winner. And there you get the, you not only get the Justin package, Ba-dum-bum. You get a package from Texas Beard, a comb, a bottle of oil, a tin of balm, some patches, and a shirt. Do you have a beard, by the way?
Well, if we had video, you would see I have a long, luxurious beard. So.
Yeah, look at that. I can see it in his avatar.
There's the secret right there.
That's beautiful.
You need some oil in that thing.
Congratulations, sir. You bested me in open combat. And take it back across the border, you nose rubber. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Well done. Well done. All right. Number two now, right?
That's how it goes, yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, I should be ahead of the game here. And I'm
unless
not.
You hear from Peter, we're going to go down the list. All Let's right. do Vinny from Cincinnati.
Vinny, there he is. Vinny is V-I-N-N-I. Why, I mean, and we're adding to the call now. Let's see if we can get him in. Let's see here.
Vinny,
it's ringing.
You're the man.
Vinny, are you there, sir?
Yep, I'm here.
Fantastic.
Welcome, Vinny. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good.
How about you guys?
Doing good, man.
So it says here that you appeared for a split second across the screen in the movie Forces of Nature during the Boy Scout airport scene. And you got to talk to Ben Affleck and Sandra Bullock.
Yep, I sure did. That was pretty crazy.
Did they say anything cool? Is it just like did they say anything?
Nothing specific. They just kind of just said hi. And I had my Eagle Scout badge on me, so they complimented on that when they saw that, but nothing too exciting. Unfortunately,
A-list Hollywood stars, that's how you do it. Show off your Eagle Scout badge.
That's right.
Nicely done.
Very good. Well, your category is, just looking through these, another general knowledge. I'm not seeing anything specific to one category or another. We do have some in here that are, but this one is not. So it's a general knowledge round. You can pick any of the panelists except for jury. He can't be picked twice in a row.
That's unfortunate because I was going to say the jury, eat, sleep, beat jury, repeat.
Oh, man. Rough business.
Real so, nice. Tell you what, take your ponytail and shave it.
All right. So what I'll do instead is we'll do a classic baseball rivalry between the Reds and the Cardinals. All so, right. Tom?
Sounds like a Tom Merritt clash to me.
Classic 1970s Eastern Division run. Yeah. Where the big red machine crushes Vern Rapp's Keith Hernandez-led Cardinals.
Brilliant. Wow. Oh, you might be in trouble here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Vinny. All right. This is called Smash Up. For this game, your responses will all consist of two answers fused together to make one answer. So, for example, if I were to say, Quentin Tarantino directs this sword fight-filled stand-up special where the comedian, sitcom star, and pudding aficionado talks at length about marriage and family life, you would answer... Kill Bill Cosby Parenthood.
Oh, I see.
I would just say Kill Bill Cosby.
And I probably would have accepted that.
Yeah, yes. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Exactly. And that wouldn't even be my answer. I would get arrested for threatening him.
So smash your answer together for 3 points. So you get 3 points if you get a correct answer. Again, if you steal, you get 1 point. We'll go back and forth. And as always, we let the tadpole contestant pick first or choose whether they want to go first or second.
I'm going to pull a Belichick and have Tom go first.
All right. Wow. That's a sports reference that I don't get.
Ball.
All right. So, Tom, this one's for you. This is a spinoff of a beloved television series which finds the first officer of the Galactica becoming a crooked lawyer and defending criminally sentient machines.
I want to say something like Apollo NCIS.
It is not, although that sounds like it's something I'd like to watch.
I want to watch Apollo NCIS.
Yeah, I'd watch that in a heartbeat.
Or, Ty and Boston Legal just don't go together. I don't know. I don't know the
they
second
not. One. All right. Do you want to steal, Vinny?
I have no idea.
The answer I was looking for was Better Call Saul Ty.
I was thinking, see, this is good. Kids, this is why you do the pilot. I was thinking of them in the order that Brian said them, and they aren't necessarily going to end up in that order.
No, not necessarily. Yeah.
Good point.
Good
call.
Good point.
Yep, yep.
Right. Glad we spent that one.
Failure, on. Tom.
All right, Vinny, this one's for you. This yearly event in Austin, Texas, explores and celebrates the fictional presidency of Josiah Bartlett.
Blah, blah, and blah, blah. I have no idea. Okay.
Tom, can you steal?
Would that be South by Southwest Wing?
That would be South by Southwest Wing.
Nicely done.
God, why didn't I get this category?
This is a good jury category. I would suck at this. I would be losing hard right now.
I would too. By the way, I got to thank, I thank him actually in the show here, Tiny Brian Woodard, who wrote 99. I'm just going to say he wrote all the questions you're going to hear in the show today. There may be one in here that I contributed to, but let's just say he wrote them all.
Guy's he's a mad genius, that guy.
He is a mad genius. All right. Back over to, actually, this is still with Tom. This book is a manual for using proper grammar when writing an essay about how a cabbie and a girl in a gownless evening strap save the universe with Chris Tucker in drag.
Oh, my Fifth Lord. Elements of style.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I would lose this like so bad.
In fact, I want to read that.
Hey, NaNoWriMo coming up, dude.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, chance. Back over to Vinny. In this long-running British program, a rogue Time Lord from Gallifrey joins three others, making everything up and getting points that don't matter.
Come on!
Something current, geek. I don't know the first part. I fail.
I have the answer.
The best part. Oh, wait, it's improv comedy and something to do with a Time Lord. I bet Justin would never know this.
Yeah, never know that.
This in a million years. Yeah. All right, Tom, do you want to steal?
Is it Doctor Who's Line Is It Anyway?
It is Doctor Who's Line Is It Anyway.
Nicely done.
Don't worry, Vinny. We're going to find your question. We're going to find it, man. All right. Back over to Tom here for this one. In this Stephen King novel, television series, and movie starring Christopher Walken, a school teacher awakes from a coma with the ability to see a future zombie apocalypse.
This is so hard.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I'm with you, Vinny. Don't feel bad. I'm terrible at this.
I am too. I'm so glad you didn't pick me.
Yeah, me and Nicole and you.
It just would have been 0-0 then.
Yeah. This is true.
Future zombie apocalypse? I don't know.
I'm going to say it sucks.
That it sucks. Vinny, you can steal.
I'm walking. It's got to be Walking Dead related, but
yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Jury Kai, I can see you raising your hand in the back.
Yeah, you want to guess? No points,
zone?
But
it is the Walking Dead zone. That's right.
Very nice.
No points. And
that's a hard one.
You were focused on the clown one. This is the Christopher Walken one.
Oh.
Well, once you said Christopher Walken, I knew I hadn't seen the movie, and then I was done.
Gotcha.
Look. It's Clancy, right?
No, it's a Stephen King, isn't it?
Dead Stephen zone? King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then I just knew it because
no, it's Clancy. See, he's right.
That's good.
All right, back over to Vinny for this one. This wacky Bill Murray animated comedy finds the SNL alumni playing a psychiatric patient who follows a ragtag family desperate to get their greasy spoon off the ground.
Gosh. How are you guys even doing these?
I don't know. Only thing I can think of with Bill Murray animated was that Osmosis Jones thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought of too, dude.
Yeah. I don't know the second part. This is all you, Tom.
All right, Tom.
You're kicking my butt.
No, but see, I'm just going to be honest here. I saw it in the chat room before I thought of it.
Oh.
So I would have got the Bob's Burger part, but I couldn't think of the Bill Murray. Not my answer. This is the Tadpool's answer. What about Bob's Burgers?
That's
pretty
right.
Good. Yep. Okay.
And they have more points than I do.
Jury, did you know that one, Jury? Did you know that?
What about Bob? Was it animated?
knows, but Bob's Burgers is animated.
Oh, okay.
That's misleading because you start with the animated with Bill Murray. That's just, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, but it goes, you know, playing a psychiatric patient who follows a ragtag family. I don't know.
Osmosis Jones, very, very underrated and probably the last great thing the Farrelly brothers directed.
Agreed. With you, that 1,000%. Nice side note. That's a great movie. People should rent it, watch it, get it, catch it.
All right, we got one more here. I forgot whose turn this is. This is, so who had the, Tom had the opportunity to steal, so he gets this one. Yeah. This Planet of the Apes sequel finds the damn dirty apes aligning with communist Russia to occupy North America until a group of high school kids foil their plans.
Red Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
Red Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I can't wait to see that.
That would be a Freddy versus Jason that would hit all of my interests.
That was pretty good.
All right, and this one, the last one for Vinny here. In this John Hughes comedy adapted from the BBC show of the same name, a popular high school senior, his best friend, and his girlfriend skip school to work for a Scranton, Pennsylvania paper company.
Ferris Bueller in the Office, but how the hell do those...
Well, say the title of the movie and you'll probably fall into it.
Ferris Bueller's Day. No.
Yes. Say it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Office.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Finally.
It's like, but those are two different words, and we're like, smash them together.
Woo! Very good. I suck. 3 points.
No,
for that.
Dude, I'm with you. I could not.
No, you
do
did it.
It,
man. Good job.
Yeah.
Well done.
Nice job.
And that's our 8 questions for that one. And man, that was a barn burner. Tom. Yes. Ends up the victor on this one with 8 points. Vinny, you still pulled it out in the end with 3, but wasn't enough.
Congratulations, nope. Tom! Yeah! Woo! All right, that's just my little happy...
Thanks for playing, Vinny.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good game.
Thank you, Vinny. Thanks for being on this.
See you, dude.
Yeah, Tom, way to meet somebody who's definitely not a professional trivia player.
Well, at least I could.
This is true. Zing! Lines drawn in the sand.
No, you were playing against a professional trivia player, right? Well, that's luck of the draw.
After beating me soundly, went off to play Reach for the True North Star or whatever the hell Canadian game show.
Yeah, that guy, he was a ringer, that one. All right, who do we have next, Brian?
So Damon, I heard from him in the chat room that he is available, and hopefully he's answered your thing by now.
I think so. Let's see. Let's give it a shot. Damon, DA, right? He might be listed funny. Let's see. Let's just give him a one more check here.
Okay.
He is in fact a Damon. an automated computer program.
He's just not showing as accepted, which is really weird.
You need to accept Skype into your heart.
Let me accept him.
Why don't you accept him?
Oh, yes. Here he is. Okay, we got him.
Okay,
we got
Damon.
This.
You there?
He's still ringing. No, oh. He has dots on his face. he has kittens for eyes on his avatar. It's freaking me out.
Yikes!
Yeah, I don't like that. Damon, is this you, Damon?
Yes, I am here.
You don't really have kittens for eyes, right?
I try not to, but it happens sometimes.
All right, I understand. All right, Damon, thanks for hanging in there, dude. Go for it, Brian. Let's do this guy.
Damon from Seattle, Washington. I see that your beard was once featured in a Japanese fashion blog. Can you give
a
quick description of how the heck that happened?
No.
Okay.
Great.
I was walking past a cosplay confection. It was juicy and chocolate. No, here in Seattle, they have the SakuraCon in town. And some folks from out of town, from Japan, decided to stop me to take a picture of my beard. About 4 tourist teenagers. And what was strange is they showed me almost like a army, showed me the photo they had taken in unison. And it was just from the upper lip down to my neck. They got none of my face.
Weird.
Super awkward.
Weird.
They're into they're into torsos, man.
It's creepy, man. Torsos, not the face.
No, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. It's good to have you, man. Let's do this.
So, Damon, your category, surprisingly enough, is a general knowledge category. So it could be about just about anything. You can't pick Tom, but you can pick Jury, Scott, or Nicole.
Well, I've always wanted to battle a Johnson from the Clip Clop.
Ah.
But in fact, I'm going to have to go for jury.
Oh,
wow.
So you've never wanted to do the thing you said you wanted to do.
Are you a professional trivia player, sir?
It has to do with beard versus beard.
Oh, all right.
Oh, geez, and, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just scrubbing.
Listen, man, if this show is going to feature a choice between podcast listeners and somebody with a beard, then I'm afraid everybody can just take the podcast off.
Yep. Because that's right. There
are plenty of beards out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to quote you, I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
I like how everyone's afraid to take on Nicole.
I know, or me. Yeah. Hey, wait, hey, now, come on.
At least he considered you.
He suggested that he might take you on.
As a matter of fact, he was even too scared to take you on and settled for jury, I think is the way you should think.
Is that
what
he's saying? Okay.
Yeah, I was quivering in my kitten eyes.
I'll make
You're guaranteed a package with me.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
That's certainly not going to get replayed.
That's what she said. Iceworm.
Can I tap out now before Iceworm catches me?
No, it's too late. It's all on the internet now. All right, go with your question.
Your game is called Closest to the Pin. Now, for this game, I don't expect you to know the answer, but I do expect you to guess. We're going to go back and forth between the two players for this one. I'll give the active contestant a question, the answer to which will be a number. If they happen to get the number correct, you'll get 5 points, because these are really difficult. If you don't get it right, I'll then ask the other player what they think, or whether they think the actual answer is higher or lower than the first player's guess. If they're right, they get the points. If they're wrong, the active player gets the points. Does that make sense?
Kind of like kind of Family Feud rules-ish.
So,
a little bit.
No, not at all.
It is. Well, it is on the scoring, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I feel like jury and I are being subjected to sacred geometry from the Illuminati.
Well, that is what this
you might is. You might be.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe. Cannot say we can neither confirm or deny that.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
Secret answer.
All right.
Uh-huh.
As always, we give the tadpole player a chance to decide if they want to go first or second.
I'm going to watch jury walk into this pit of fire.
Okay. All right. That means you're going to be doing higher or lower on jury's guess if he doesn't get it right.
Uh-huh, yeah, like Price
is Right. All right, jury, according to Wikipedia, to the 10th of a million, how many people watched the final episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, All Good Things, in its first-run syndication the week of May 23rd, 1994?
Did you say this is in millions, by the way?
Yes, okay. To the 10th of a million.
10th of a million, got it.
I'm going to say 8.7
million. 8.7 million is incorrect.
Oh.
Damon, is the actual answer higher or lower than that?
I'm going to say it's lower.
I'm going to say lower. The actual answer, the number of people who watched Next Generation's final episode, All Good Thing, was 17.4 million. It is higher.
My
Jury
God.
Jury gets the points
Jury,
on that
Jury, nicely done. Nice job.
I assumed it was going to be, I assumed it was probably going to be higher because all those numbers, like you look at what like the viewership was as they could best estimate for like the honeymooners and it's everybody on the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
All right. Damon, you get first choice on this one. According to Wikipedia, what month, day, and year was Nintendo founded in Japan as a playing card company?
Oh, really? I think I killed that brain cell a few years ago.
See, too bad you didn't read and memorize the chronology of tech history.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, what a great steal that is on Amazon right now.
You're going to call me out in public when we first meet?
Yep.
What's this?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say May 5th of 1955.
May 5th, 1955 is incorrect. Is the actual answer earlier or later than May 5th? More recent, so later.
Yes.
The actual day, month, day, and year that Nintendo founded in Japan as a playing card company is September 23rd, 1889. The answer was older, and the player gets the points.
Oh, nicely done.
Damon gets 3 points for that one.
Good job.
They had playing cards then?
Yeah.
They did.
In Japan.
Japanese, man. They're the first on everything.
I know, right?
Have you never seen Maverick?
Seriously.
Maverick.
All right. It wasn't Nintendo playing cards in Maverick. At least I don't know if they were or not. All right. This one goes back over to Jury. of the last three remaining print magazines, Entertainment Weekly covers just about everything fans of the morning stream love. Looking at it was even an early TMS segment. With all the talk about comic adaptations in film and television, how many of Entertainment Weekly's 52 cover images so far in 2014 have had connections to comic book franchises, according to the Entertainment Weekly back issue website? So of the, and it's really not 52, it's, you know, however many issues they've had so far in 2014.
Now, right? So at the beginning of 2014?
That's right. How many of...
They're finding something that he was in no way ever going to get correct. I'm going to say...
Comic stuff on the cover. How's that?
21.
21 is incorrect. Damon, is the actual answer higher or lower than 21?
Man, you play a fierce ace, Jerry. That's right in the center lane.
Yeah.
It's a gamble, man. I'm going to go with more.
More?
On my passion for the comics. I have to.
All right. The actual number of Entertainment Weekly covers so far this year to feature comic adaptations in film and television is 10. The answer is lower.
Oh!
Jury gets the points on that one.
Nicely done, jury.
Oh, you guys are evenly matched, though.
Yeah, it's a close one. Barn burner.
We both fail.
That's right.
Our beards suck equally.
Yep.
All right. Vinny, this one goes to you. According to space.com, how many asteroids in the large belt between Mars and Jupiter are larger than 3/5 of a mile or 1 kilometer in diameter?
17.
17 is your answer. That is incorrect. Jury, is the actual answer higher or lower than 17?
Repeat the thing.
Sure. According to space.com, how many asteroids in the large belt between Mars and Jupiter are larger than 3/5 of a mile or 1 kilometer in diameter?
And he said 17?
17.
More.
The answer is 750,000 asteroids. So the answer is indeed more. Jury gets the points on that one.
Nice job.
All right. You're going to have to start making up some points here, Damon. All right. Going to jury for this one. According to Wikipedia, how many studio albums have the British rockers the Rolling Stones released in their career?
Sorry, say it again.
Sure. According to Wikipedia, how many studio albums have the British rockers the Rolling Stones released in their career? So not including live albums or compilations, greatest hits, things like that, just studio albums.
Oh, man, that's probably going to include like EPs and stuff, right?
Probably, yeah. It doesn't say it doesn't. So studio albums would probably include EPs, but
man.
Not singles, yeah.
30 albums.
30. All right. That answer is incorrect. Damon, is the actual answer higher or lower than 30?
Much higher.
All right. According to Wikipedia, the number of studio albums that the Rolling Stones have released in their career is 24. It's lower.
Oh.
Jury gets the points on that one, too.
Nice. That did not include EPs.
It must not. Really? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't say live in my albums. Notes
here. The Stones, man. I know them.
Well, they've been around for how long, right? 40 years? Yeah.
No, I figured the same thing. That's got to be a huge number.
No,
if you include EPs, man.
No, but I mean, like some EPs would be just cut out of other albums and stuff.
Sure.
Well, singles I'd say wouldn't count because they'd be pulled out of other albums, but they might have released like a, you know, 5-song EP of new stuff.
They did a lot of live albums.
Somewhere around that.
Well, so, yeah, but live albums don't count. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's specifically.
Makes it confusing. Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay. All right, over
get hated in here.
Damon, you get to start this one though.
Yeah.
According to Microsoft's website, to the 10th of $1 billion, how much has the technology giant donated in cash and software to nonprofit organizations globally since the company's inception in 1983?
Oh, they're not going to go for less than a 2-digit billion number. There's like a lot of ego wrapped up in that. I'm going to say 10 and a half.
$10.5 billion is incorrect. Jury, is the actual number higher or lower than $10.5 billion?
Less.
All right. According to Microsoft's website, they have donated in cash and software to nonprofit organizations since 1983, $6.5 billion. The answer is indeed lower.
Nice. Those misers.
Cheapskates.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of money.
Well, I mean, $10 billion, dude. That's a lot.
That's a ton of money. Yeah, that's entire companies falling and coming back and dying again. Like that's a lot of
companies.
Money.
Those are that's countries. Yeah.
It is countries, but you can still shake down Bill Gates' Prius and find it.
Well, sure.
He's got that much wrapped in his sofa cushions.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. This one goes to jury. With Superman and Batman taking most of the comic book movie attention until the rise of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel's movies are sometimes historically overlooked. According to Wikipedia, how many live-action movies have been based on Marvel properties since the very first Captain America movie serial in 1944? So how many Marvel live-action movies have there been since 1944?
Cool boy. All right. So we're including everything now, so that at least gives us a base of 10. I'm going to say that we are at 32.
32 is incorrect. Damon, is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to go with lower this time.
All right. The actual number of movies, live action movies released related to Marvel characters have been 40 films.
Jeez.
Yes, it's higher, and the points go to jury on that one.
Wow. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
No, you have all these, you know, those like kiddie films and everything that, you know, but back in like when they were just churning stuff out in Hollywood, it was just.
That's right. There was, yeah, the Spider-Man, there was some Spider-Man stuff. There were Daredevil, Elektra, Ghost
That's
Riders.
Like back in the days where it's just like, you know, like, oh, I'm a Columbia Pictures star and I'm going to play The Flash. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows how many USA Up All Nights had a terrible Marvel character.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. An ironic name brings up Howard the Duck. Yes, that one too. All right. Back over to jury for this one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one is Damon starts this one. According to IMDb's publicity listings section for Tom Cruise, how many times has the center-toothed actor graced a magazine cover? So how many covers, magazine covers, has Tom Cruise been on?
Holy smokes.
Wow.
I think this one might be $10.2
billion. Yeah, I was going to go with that, actually. But now that you've suggested it, I think you're throwing me off. You know, I'm going to say 500.
Okay.
Square out 500. Yeah.
500 is incorrect. Jury, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
Jury is saying higher. The actual number of magazine covers that the center-toothed actor has graced is 148. Damon gets the points on that one.
Oh, wow.
Ain't no higher love for
come
you.
Come on. Though. That was the summer with him and Katie Holmes.
This is every
this is
magazine
based on there on IMDb's publicity listing. So it's
wow.
I don't know about that.
I didn't give lip on all the times you took that me was, to the stomach. Come on, man.
Covers a week, every week for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
No photographer wants that center tooth up in their
I would have guessed
grill,
higher
man.
As well. I totally would have guessed.
I would have totally guessed higher. Yeah, I'm shocked at that number.
You're probably not counting like National Enquirer and stuff like that.
Yeah, the good stuff.
I dispute that number because I'm a good sport.
I like it.
Okay, well, dispute it all you want. Unfortunately, it does not change the score. We have 19 points for jury and 6 points for Damon. I'm sorry, Damon, that means you lose.
Oh. I couldn't have lost to a better beard.
Yeah, well,
well said.
As we like to say on the show, good job anyway.
Canadian-like in his graciousness.
Right, exactly. Good job, dude. Thank you for playing with us. Hold on. Now I got to get all technical here. All
bye-bye.
Right, removed. Who's next, Brian? Who do we all have right. next?
Corey Davis is now available.
Corey
he's,
Davis.
I want to say he's Marvin Skeleton in Skype. I think also in the
Corey
chat room.
Davis, here he is. Bringing him on the show. Should be here shortly. Hold on here. Corey Davis, are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome, Corey.
It's Corey Davis, everyone. Hi.
From Weatherford, Texas, it says here that you teach geocaching to families, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and anyone else who'd like to learn about it.
We do. My wife and I have been teaching for about 4 years now, and we started our own venture called Geocaching Academy, and we travel the state teaching geocaching.
That's
incredible. What's the coolest thing you ever found in a geocache?
not the coolest thing in one, but the coolest geocache we've gone to is in San Antonio. There is a toilet seat museum. And to sign the log for the geocache, you actually sign a toilet seat. And this guy is 94 years old, and he has over 1,200 in his museum.
Wow.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It is very fun.
That's
really
cool. That's such a cool thing to just have this extra, I don't know, having all this extra attention on geocaching is super rad. That's a really cool thing you're doing.
Yeah, we love it.
Cool.
His avatar has Justin in it. I think there's a little bias there.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So that might be a problem.
That's why I'm recusing myself.
recuse yourself or not. You are, you've been used twice in this episode of Frogpants Trivia Show.
It's like a Saturday night in Oakland, really.
That's right. Used twice in one night.
So you hard, put away wet.
You cannot be chosen again. So your choices are Tom, Nicole, or Scott.
Well, seeing as Tom has already participated, I'll go with one of the ones that hasn't yet. So I'll pull a page out of Daryl's book and flip my Obey Henry coin here.
Okay. The by the way, the category is going to be celebrities on this one, if that makes your coin flip land on one side or the other.
it showed up with Steve, so I believe that was Nicole. So
we'll All right,
Nicole! Amazing. I'm so excited. Hold on here. It's Nicole Spag, everybody! All right.
Very good. All right. You're playing for a huge Wood Whisperer package.
Huge wood.
This game is called Who Tweeted? And it's with Will Wheaton and Kim Kardashian. The game is simple. I'm going to alternate between players. I'm going to read a tweet sent recently by either Kim Kardashian or Will Wheaton. Your job is to tell me which one sent it. Get it right, get 3 points. And of course, because there's only one other answer, there's no stealing in this game. It won't go to the other player. Corey, you get to choose whether you go first or second. What would you like to do?
Well, the way I was raised was I was always told ladies of Leet first.
Oh, well, sweet. All right.
I love it.
All right, Nicole, you're first on this one. The tweet is, I just saw spider in the bathroom, so I guess I'm peeing in the yard with the dogs from now on.
Definitely Will Wheaton.
Is that Will Wheaton? Did Will Wheaton tweet that? Yes, he did.
Yay. Can you imagine Kim Kardashian popping a squat?
Gross.
I can picture her scared of spiders, though.
Yeah.
Well.
Fair enough.
All right. 3-4 Nicole. All right. Back over to Corey. I'm so excited for tonight's episode of American Dad. I play an alien who's obsessed with Roger.
Let's see. I only actually follow one of these, and I'll let you guys pick which one I follow. I don't remember seeing that, so let's go with a Kardashian.
All right. It is by Kim Kardashian, yes.
Hey.
Good job.
I've gotten that one wrong.
Me too, actually. All right. Back over to Nicole. The hashtag Imaro hashtag filter totally captures how I'm like emotionally delivering my dialogue today.
Imaro?
Amaro, A-M-A-R-O filter. I think that's a Instagram filter, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Will Wheaton had that talk show thingy, so I'll say Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. Was it Will Wheaton? It was Will Wheaton.
Yay! Nice.
All right.
Good job.
Back over to Corey for this
It's
one.
Just going
to
go back and forth. Will Wheaton.
It is. It really is. All right. Let's see here. All right, this one is for Corey. I'm not wearing eyeliner, people. I'm just naturally beautiful with magnificent lashes. Hashtag blessed.
That's got to be Will Wheaton.
That was Will Wheaton, yes. Very good. Nicely done.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There you go. Sorry.
Back to Nicole for this one. I love Twitter. I used to tweet more. Think I'm going to start tweeting more. Who said it? Will or Kim?
I think it was Kim because Will tweets a lot.
Well, you would be right. Yes,
that's
Kim Kardashian's tweet.
And I don't follow Kim Kardashian, just sure. FYI for everyone.
All right.
Sure.
Oh, come on. It's riveting stuff, though.
Back over to Corey for this one. Let's see here. All right. Not easy taking a selfie jet skiing.
Oh, the problems of the rich.
Both?
Yeah, Will was driving and she was riding on the back.
Yeah, you know.
Let's go with Kim.
It was Kim. Very good. All right. You guys have not missed one yet.
We've all gotten really good at the tone, understanding the tone of tweets, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. All right, back over to Nicole. Sir Mix-a-Lot's anaconda is really judgy.
I'm going to say Will.
That is Will. Holy cow. All right.
Well, that was Will?
Was Will.
Nice.
So we got it right. All right. So, Corey, this is basically yours to tie up right here with the last question. But right. I do have some extras, so I will go to a tiebreaker. All right. I should really start videotaping the interviews I do and post on my website so you can see the laughs and how it's really said.
Let's go Kim Kardashian.
It was Kim Kardashian.
All right.
All right. You guys are tied up with lots of points apiece.
Lots of points apiece.
Let's see here. That's 12 each, right?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go to our tiebreaker. Let's see. All right. Here's your first tiebreaker. And let's see. How do we do this? I guess we go until one of you guys gets it wrong, really.
Okay.
All right. So back over to...
You can do it, Corey.
All right, Nicole.
Okay.
I know nothing about cognac, so I got the Hennessy VSOP on account of the Humpty Dance. # pronounced with the umpty.
So Will Wheaton is he loves microbrews. So cognac. I'm going to say, oh God, this is a toss up.
Yeah. This one's hard.
I'll just say Kim.
It is Will Wheaton. Kim. All right. I think this is your chance to steal. Your chance to win, Corey. All right. When you put a little bit of salt and pepper on your steak before you grill it and push it decides to play on a loop in your head. Is that Will Wheaton?
Push it. Oh, push it real good. Man. Okay. All right.
Got it. That sounds like something that Will Wheaton would say.
It is Will Wheaton. Hey. Corey Davis wins. Congratulations.
Congratulations, dude.
Boy, that was close.
Yeah, that was good job. That was a beast. He's a big winner. Da, 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 da. Good
His
job.
Anaconda don't.
I think Nicole gave that one to me.
You think so? All right.
Maybe.
I think he did really well.
That was fun, though.
Congratulations, dude. Way to go. All right. What's
Thank
up next,
God
Brian?
I didn't have to get to the just saw the fault in our stars tweet. So
that, oh, gosh.
Yeah exactly. That. All right. Well, before we get to the next batch of contestants, let's take a quick break and let our producers pee. We're going to listen to a song here. And you know what's funny is I didn't write down who this was, but I do have it right here.
Oh, good.
All right. This was sent in by an independent artist. Basically, it is... stuff that I can, that, you know, usually stuff I play on TMS is covers, right? So this is an opportunity for me to play some original songs by independent artists. This is by a performer named Watsky, and he released an album a couple years ago called Nothing Like the First Time. You can find more about him at gwatsky, that's W-A-T-S-K-Y, .bandcamp.com. And kind of going in the theme of our Twitter post just there, this is a song called 100 Words You Could Say Instead of Swag.
Nice. When you come back, will Scott ever be picked? Will Tom be gone near again? Will Jury still sit there and not leave the stream? Stay tuned to find out. We'll be right back.
Swag, 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 swag. I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought swag had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus. I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought swag had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus. Here's some other options. You're a boss hog. You're a top dog. You're so slamming that I would say you got pogs. You're suave, swell, sick, in the sense of being ill, chill, slick. You're hip, you're a hit, you're the tits, you're it. If I were being rude, then I would say you're the shimmy shimmy Cocoa Puffs. You're so loco, you're so dope, it's nuts. You're as raw as an open cut. You're bold, you're golden, you're funner. A stone cold stunner, a real mean mugger. You're colder than the other side of my pillow, or hot as the underside of a cover in a Los Angeles summer. You're not dumb and dumber, you're smart and smarter. You're hard and harder, you're Peter Parker right after the spider bite. You're so dynamite,
You're the brightest light. No, you're the hypest hype. You're so zen. You're a 10. You're a gem. You're the creme de la creme de la creme de la creme. In 1860, Walt Whitman wrote, "I cock my hat as I please," in his famous poem, Leaves of Grass. In 2012, Justin Bieber said, "Swag, swag, swag on you. Chillin' by the fire while we eatin' fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. Say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swag." I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought swag had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus. Say it again. I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought swag had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus. Swag. Presence, essence, pizzazz, panache, dashing, flashy, brazen, and brash. The verb, the nerve, the truth, the proof, the cash, the passion, and class. Better than ever. Cool as a cucumber, smooth as a butter, a little bit smug. Hotter than a mug. Eye of the tiger, the heart of a lion, the look of a thug. Pick of a lid of the attitude, the clean epitome, the baddest dude. Totally sure, full of allure, a rack and tour, the poison and cure. Grab a test lemon, you're dropping the hammer, a swashbuckle, like debonair. A-lister with X Factor, a capital G with the best hair. Dragon Slayer, the franchise player, the king, the president, governor, mayor. You're rare, the opposite of square and pompous. You're shaped with flair like a rhombus, confident jaunty, awesomely saucy. You got more props than Gandhi, got it unlocked, rocks and moxie. Your rockets are brand new socksies. From city to city, the grittiest kid, and he could be a little bit cocky. But saying swag is obnoxious. And if you'd be looking to capture the confident way that I'm walking and talking, there's options. Just say, he's got Watsky.
I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought
you
swag
really
had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus. Say it again. I thought swag was dead way before this. I thought swag had been buried in the forest. But then Bieber said swag in a chorus, and I went and bought a big fat thesaurus.
Swag. Swaggy. Swaggity Andy. Maybe I'll climb the swag roll crag. Like swagriculture. Don't get me swaggravated though, bro. Take a barrel over nice Swagra Falls. Feel me? Just hella swaggy though all day.
There's a lot of swag in that song right there.
Swag filled.
Nice stuff. Good rapping. You know,
kind of like the Daniel Radcliffe speed rap we heard earlier on TMS.
That was pretty good. So we have more people coming. We have more contestants. Here's the only problem. Two of them haven't accepted me yet.
All right. So Rishi and Nora, if you're out there, please accept Scott's Extra Life invite. Scott invite.
Please do. It looks like we might be able to add Rishi now, even though it says offline. That one's a little bit different. Let's see if we can add that one to the call. I just don't know if they'll pick up because they're showing as off air. But as you know, you can fake it. You can spoof it.
That's right.
You can doofy doofy doof it. Okay, here we go. Rishi, are you there? Hello? Rishi. I see a waterfall and I hear no reply. That's what you want.
Okay.
Rishi, are you there?
Don't go chasing those waterfalls.
Yeah, don't. I heard that the other day, and it was kind of nostalgic. I kind of enjoyed it, I have to admit.
Take you back to the 90s.
Hello. Is this Rishi?
Yep, speaking.
Oh, wonderful. It's Rishi, everybody. Welcome to the show, Rishi.
Welcome. From Ann Arbor, Michigan. It says here that every year since 2005, you beat Super Mario World, Super Mario Brothers 3, and Legend of the Zelda Link to the Past. Legend of the Zelda. Like an old man. Legend of the Zelda.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude. You do that every year? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, ever since college. Just so obsessed with those games.
Wow. That's impressive. Do you
spread them out, or do you try and tackle them all like January 1st so you can make room for other games?
You know, for some reason, it always starts with the Marios, and then it goes to Zelda just to random times of the year.
Wow. All right.
Cool. Well, welcome. Your topic for your game is going to be classic American television. You have the option, since Jury's been used twice, I just love saying that, and Nicole was in our last game, you only have the choice of Tom or Scott.
Okay. I'll go with Scott, since he hasn't been used yet.
Don't sound too excited. Okay, I guess I'll take Scott.
So you're all pulling Johnson.
Yeah, he's pulling a Johnson. All right, I'm ready. Put me in, coach. Let's do this.
All right. Now, this one's going to be a little bit different. Instead of going back and forth, this is one where you guys are going to buzz in. And the way to buzz in, because we don't have buzzers that reach all the way to Ann Arbor, Michigan, is to say your name. So, Rishi, you're going to say Rishi. Scott, you'll say Scott.
Okay.
And that's when I'll stop. Now, here's what's happening. It's called Castaway, classic American television Castaway.
All right.
We've taken the top 10 cast members as published by IMDb and listed them from number 10 all the way to number 1. Stop me when you know the TV show that this is a cast of.
And we say our names to do that.
You will interrupt me by saying your name. Okay. So the sooner you answer, the better chance you have of cutting the other person off. If you get it right, you get 3 points. The other player, if you get it wrong, the other player gets to hear the rest of the list and they can steal for one.
Excellent.
All right. You guys both ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Now, hopefully, here's the weird thing with Skype is that I hope I don't cut anybody off. So I'm going to put a lot of gaps in between these. So.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Okay, here's your first cast. James Eckhouse, Carol Potter, Gabrielle Carteris, Luke Perry,
Scott.
Did I hear Rishi? Or I know I heard Scott.
I almost said, but I meant to say Scott.
Okay, gotcha, okay. So Scott, what is the TV show?
Beverly Hills 90210?
It is Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, phew, okay. I mean, because the only thing that was scaring me as I'm thinking, was Luke Perry in anything else?
I don't think he was. All 8 seconds, maybe.
All right. Fair enough.
Ryan, you should use the chat room or the Skype chat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good, good.
Oh, we say our name in there.
Something like you guys did in...
Oh, yeah. It's like voting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if we put like an X in the Skype chat, well, that depends on where Rishi is. Rishi, where are you right now?
Do you have the ability to type in the Skype chat?
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. So you'll see my little X in there. Let's see your little X, and then we'll make sure we're good. Okay, good.
Perfect. All right. This works perfectly. Okay.
I'll serve as the buzzer.
All right.
That's right. So it means I'm going to put my iPad up here so I can see. Okay.
I'll watch.
I can tell Rishi's already typed the letter X. He's just waiting at the enter key.
Me too.
Smart. Okay. All right. Your second TV show. Terry Carter, Tony Schwartz, Laurette Spang, Noah Hathaway, Maren Jensen, John Colicos, Herbert Jefferson Jr., Lorne Greene, Dirk Benedict, Scott.
This is the classic Battlestar Galactica.
That is correct. Yes, the 1978 Battlestar Galactica. Scott gets the points. It's close.
I love this buzzer idea. Freaking jury for the win. This is
brilliant,
great.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad we just didn't cut you off when you got used twice.
He's a life hacker. That's what he does.
I swear, I thought you said Nell Carter, Brian.
Nell Carter. Yes,
give me a break.
That would have been amazing.
I was thinking, give me a break.
Give me a break. Oh, wait, that's a Kit Kat commercial. Yeah, anyway,
all right. TV show number 3. Busy Phillips, Joe Flaherty, Becky Ann Baker, Martin Starr. Jason Segel.
Scott!
Scott.
Gonna, in that one. Gonna go with Freaks and Geeks. Yeah.
It is Freaks and Geeks. Well done.
You had me at Martin Starr.
Boy, that was close. Rishi was right behind you, too. Like, seconds behind you.
Do you remember when he said, a turd? And the other guy goes, yeah, Bill, a turd. Anyway.
I love Martin Starr. His stuff in Party Down, too. Yeah,
he's the best. He's awesome.
He really is.
One time I got into, like, mild Twitter beef with Martin Starr.
You did, really?
Yeah, because I said that last episode of Party Down was really great, and I'm really going to miss it. And he said, it's not the last one, because it wasn't officially canceled yet.
But it was, wasn't it?
Sorry, I'm a fan of everything you do.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a little testy.
Wow, way
there.
To take a compliment, Martin Starr.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
Yes, Martin, a turd is what you should have said. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm typing the word ready here so that the last thing I see isn't somebody's X and I'll get confused as to who went first. Okay, your next TV show. William Lanto, Stephen Campman, John Voldstad, Tony Pappenfuss, William Sanderson, Peter Scolari, Julia Duffy, Scott.
Oh crap! Not best pals. Bosom buddies.
It is not bosom buddies.
Oh dang it!
Yet Rishi gets to hear the rest of this clue.
All right.
Okay. All right. So we left off with Peter Scolari, Julia Duffy,
shit.
Tom Poston, Mary Fran, and Bob Newhart. Do you have a guess?
It now. Damn it, Scott.
The Bob Newhart show.
Oh, it is not the Bob Newhart show. It's just called Newhart.
Oh, it's so close. I feel like.
What do you think, judges, jury? You want to be a judge on this one?
Yeah, no, he had two shows and they were
both. There was one called the Bob Newhart show separate. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I have to.
You know what? For the record, I knew it when she said Bob Postum, And as soon as you said that, I went the Bob Newhart show as well, and I would have gotten it wrong. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah. Somehow everyone should feel better. Yeah. I don't know why, but there it is.
All right. All right. Your next one. Anne Wedgeworth, Jenna Lee Harrison, Norman Fell, Audra Lindley, Priscilla Barnes, Suzanne Summers, Don Knotts, Richard Klein, Scott.
Three's Company.
It is Three's Company. Yep.
Wow, Don Knotts is that far down there. All right.
Just by a hair, yeah. Well, because this is going 10 to 1. Right. So it's from the least most popular to the most popular.
Right. Edged you out there, Rishi. Sorry, man. It was close.
No, you're right.
That was close. It was, it was like instant.
Yeah.
All right. Your next one. Emily Wagner, Eric LaSalle, Anthony Edwards, Yvette Freeman, Goran Viznik, Maura Tierney,
Deezer.
Did you buzz? Okay.
Yeah, I did too, just in case. Jury didn't yell at you. I'm going to say ER.
That is ER. Okay. Holy cow. This is a...
I'm barn burning it.
Yes, you are.
I'm as surprised as all of you, to be honest. I'm usually terrible at this, but
it's a wheelhouse category for Scott.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Your next one. Rob Lowe, Melissa Fitzgerald, Nicole Robinson, Dule Hill, Richard Schiff, Janelle Maloney, Scott.
The West Wing.
Okay, yes. I swear to God, we did not know that this would be your category.
I cannot believe how low Rob Lowe was on that credits list, though.
Yeah, 10th.
That's why I didn't do it right away. It
should be Parks and Rec or
Like Dule Hill is either West Wing or Psych. Right?
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot his name. But yeah, as soon as you said Schiff, I was like, oh, that's got to be those two. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Let's ready in there. Okay. Somebody disable Scott's Skype. Ada Turturro, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Robert Eiler, Tony Chirico, Stephen Van Zandt.
Stop it.
Dominic Chianese. Michael. Scott.
The Sopranos.
Yes, it's The Sopranos.
I just finished watching that show.
I know. Jeez.
I love that final episode. I know everyone hates it. Everyone hates that episode. I love that episode. Just want to throw it out there.
Oh, the finale?
Yeah, I loved it. I get it. I don't know why no one gets it. I totally get it.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I think people didn't have a problem getting it. I think they just wanted more.
Oh, there's so much controversy about that still. I went down a rabbit hole last night. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway,
that was our 8th TV show. That was that's a wheelhouse category apparently for Scott.
Wow.
Rishi, I'm sorry. That means you leave empty-handed.
Oh man, I'm sorry, Rishi. I'm not even celebrating, I promise.
Good job.
Well,
he's totally smiling. I can hear it in his voice.
You were a good guy. You deserve one of these send-offs. It's Rishi, everybody. Congratulations, Rishi. You did a fine job. All right. There goes Rishi off into the sunset.
Do you have turtle wax or anything for people that don't
want that? We should, right?
Well, this is the pilot. This is where the good idea is.
Rice-a-roni?
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out.
Supply of Rice-a-roni?
I like that idea.
I do like that idea.
Snapchat him a picture of us flipping them off.
Actually, I like that. We can do that for all of the...
A year's supply of Snapchats of us flipping you off.
That's right. I love it. All right, who's up next?
Hey, Scott, have you read the, 2,000-word essay? About the symbolism of that final scene.
I might have. I found links last night that went on for ages. It's possible.
It was maybe a crowning achievement for navel gazing online about television, but it was amazing.
Is it the one that first laid out the sort of POV shots and kind of the basics of it to explain what really happened to Tony, and then went on to go into all the symbolism? Because that's the thing I read last night. It was huge.
Yeah, it might be that. All I remember is that it goes into the colors used in the lighting and how it is symbolic of certain Catholic paintings.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
That's going deeper than I read, because I kind of gave up after a while, because I was already in agreement with the first part and the rest of it was like, okay, this guy's really into this. So I quit. But I really got into it there at the end of that show. And it's all I can think about right now. I've got to get it out of my head. All I hear is Polly telling everybody's a scumbag.
Were the last few seasons tolerable, just watching them all in a row?
Yeah, it was fine. There's the only problem I have with it is that there's a lot of what we call in film sack chicks in a bucket, which are things that show up and then disappear without any explanation. The Russian guy in the forest, for example. there's a lot of that. And I don't necessarily say it's a bad thing. Maybe it was intentional, but there were a lot of sort of weird loose ends that you thought were big deals when they were introduced. And then just, oh, here's Juliana Margulies. And now she doesn't exist. And here's so-and-so doing this other thing. And now they're no, we don't know what happened to them. Yeah, we're not even going to reference
Juliana Margulies and Annabella Shore was in there for a little while too.
So only after seeing it compacted like that, like basically the biggest hanging participle in that thing, that's not a word nor the right combination of words, but anyway, is this therapist, a freaking Lorraine Bracco's character. That whole thing's just left lurched. Like, it was set up to be so important for so long. It's just that whole thing just weirdly petered out.
That's really, I mean, like the fatal flaw of that series, as we now turn this trivia show into Let's Talk About the Sopranos, the fact that David Chase, as brilliant as he is, wanted the show initially to be about Tony fighting with his mom. And that obviously wasn't where the story was. And then she died.
Yeah.
And like secondary to that, what wanted it to be a show about therapy.
Yeah.
And like the story just wasn't there. And as the series struggles to kind of pull away from that, David Chase is kind of in the corner saying like, no, but for real, you should still pay attention to these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then what's funny is I came away from it all liking all of those aspects, even if they didn't do what they meant them to do. I still think it's a pretty brilliant series.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, but it's all I can think of is those stupid voices talking in Italian accents. I got to get it. I need a cleansing.
Hey, oh, hey.
Yeah. I need a cleansing.
You want me to rub them out?
Yeah. I need a cleansing somehow. Lemon drink. Anyway. All right. Who do we have next?
We have Nora, who's mail cat in Skype. Can you try her? She says that she accepted your.
Is it Noraim? Is it that? Is that what she's listed as? I think it is now.
No, I don't think so.
I think they have a funny name listed. Well, we'll find out. Is this Nora? Nora?
Nora, is this you?
Yes.
Oh, it's Nora. Sorry, yay! Oh, you're fine. No problem. It's Nora, everybody. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the show. So let's do this.
You are a, it says here that you are a socially awkward penguin who talks way too fast and laughs at all the wrong times in most social situations.
That is correct. That's me.
And I am so glad to have you here on this show. So there's going to be two of us. All right. Let's, you're calling us from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yes.
It's justified territory. Well,
yes, it is.
The state anyway. Very good. All right.
Yes, and I named my son. He is Alexander Raylan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is he named after the character from the show? Yes. Oh, wow.
Oh, I love Raylan Givens.
Has he left Harlan alive?
So far, he's 11 months. He's doing good.
All right.
Sweet. Here, it's pretty hard.
Yeah. So glad you didn't make his middle name Boyd Crowder. That would have just been wrong.
No.
Yeah. Little Crowder running around.
Crowder, all right. Get in here.
Your category, Nora, is going to be video games, and you have the choice of either Tom or Nicole to play against. Who would you like to go head-to-head against?
Well, I think I'm going to choose Tom.
Well, I would if I were you, yeah.
Even though the only answer I've known is flying poop.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
So good.
Well, the good news about this game is that you can win by not guessing anything. So here's how it works. This is a Name That Nerd. Yes, straight from the Frog Pants All-Stars from Nerdtacular. It's a Name That Nerd. Here's how it's going to work. I'll take turns giving you the two of you, or giving the two of you, the topic for a list. If you think you can name some of the items on that list, you'll wager how many of the items on the list you think you can come up with. I'm then going to ask your opponent if they want to try beating that number. They can either wager a higher number or they can let you have it. Whichever player wagers the highest number gets to try naming as many things on the list as they can. If you make it, you get 3 points. If not, the points go to the other player. Just 1 point to the other player.
Alrighty.
All right. Nora, you get the option of going first or second. What would you like?
Second, please.
Second. All right. So, Tom, the category is best-selling NES games. So most of us have fond memories of holding a small rectangular controller and punching buttons till our hands cramped on the old Nintendo Entertainment System. How well do you know the games of the NES? We have the top 10 best-selling games for the NES according to Listel.com. Excluding Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt because they were often bundled with new consoles, how many of the 10 best-selling NES games can you name?
I can name one.
All right. Nora, can you name two? Or do you want to challenge Tom to name that nerd?
I could name two, but the two are taken off the table. So I'm going to pass.
All right, Tom, name that nerd.
The Legend of Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda is on the list. It's number three, 6.51 million. The other ones you could have said were Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario Brothers 2, Legend of Zelda, Tetris, Dr. Mario, Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link, Excite Bike, Golf, Dragon Warrior 3, and Kung Fu.
I own all those. That's sad that I owned every one of those games.
So all these millions of dollars are all partially attributed to you.
Well spent.
All right, so 3 points to Tom on that one.
Nintendo thanks you.
With the lowest guess, he probably could have done. All right, Nora, you get the first choice on this one. Your category is original Clue characters. There have been many versions of the classic board game Clue. We wonder how many of the 7 original Clue characters you can name. This is the list according to Wikipedia, the Wikipedia article on the subject. So the original 7 original Clue characters.
You know, I knew things like 4 seconds before I answered the call. Now I know nothing. So I'm going to say...
By the way, Nora's my favorite today.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
I can name 2.
Okay, 2. Tom, can you name more?
I can name like 2.5 right now. I got the same thing going on.
I will caution the tadpole in writing a bunch of answers because they may not all be correct.
Name that nerd.
All right, Nora, give me 2 on the list.
Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard is on the list.
And we have Tim Curry, who was Wadsworth.
Yeah, unfortunately, he wasn't part of the board game, though.
Oh, that's no!
The character invented for the movie. Okay. Oh, sorry, Tom gets a point on that one. You could have said either Mr. Body, that one. I don't know who played
him. I didn't even think about Mr. Body. Duh.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a kind of one of those out there ones. Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. White, Reverend or Mr. Green, Mrs. Peacock or Professor Plum.
No one ever thinks of Mr. Body.
No one thinks of Mr. Body.
No.
Until it's time to figure out who stuck that wrench in his back. Yeah. All right. What's that?
That was a pipe in the library.
Bade.
My bade.
Bade.
I love my bade.
All right, Tom, back to you. Atari 2600 games that sold 1 million or more copies. So we all know about the recent uncovering in New Mexico desert of hundreds of thousands of unsold Atari 2600 titles, most notably copies of the much hated E.T., the extraterrestrial game. It might surprise you to know that despite all those unsold copies, E.T. is still the 7th best-selling Atari 2600 video game of all time, with 1.5 million units sold. Yeah.
Sold
people bought it, they just hate it. Sold. Yeah, right. Well, there were 1.5 million units sold, but there were anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 million units unsold.
Yeah, and therefore buried. Yeah.
Shipped into the desert.
Yeah. Exactly. Only 13 Atari 2600 games ever sold 1 million copies or more. And how many of the remaining 12, of course, not counting E.T., because I'm not going to give you that one. How many of the remaining 12 can you name?
I could name 2.
2? All right. Nora, can you do
the confidence just dripping off of Tom's voice in that.
I can try to name 3.
All right.
All right.
3. Tom, back to you.
I'll name 4.
Okay, 4.
And I'm out.
All right. Tom, you got to come up with 4 of these.
All right.
Your list.
These are all Atari games. I just don't know if they're in the top. That's the trick, right?
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to go with Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is number 1 with 7 million units sold. Yeah,
it was terrible, terrible port of that game.
It was so squashed on your TV.
Yeah.
Asteroids.
Asteroids number 3 on the list with 3.8 million.
And then with E.T. on the list, it starts to get murky. Pole Position?
Pole Position is not on the list. Nora, you get the points.
Came later.
Wait, before you go, my other guesses were going to be Adventure and Pitfall.
Both of those were on the list. Adventure sold 1 million. Pitfall sold number 2 on the list with 4 million.
Hey, can I guess one that would have been on there just for the heck of it?
Sure.
Defender, is it on there?
Defender is not on there.
Oh, that didn't sell.
What about Hangman?
Did not sell. Hangman, what did, also not on the list.
They did have Hangman on there.
They did have Hangman, yeah.
You can't count Combat because it was a pack-in.
Right, it was packaged in.
It was never technically sold. So the other ones, so here's the full list from 1 down to 10 or 12. Pac-Man, Pitfall, Asteroids, Missile Command, Space Invaders. Actually, that was the first one to cross the million mark. Demon Attack, which I think was that... Imagic or Activision? I want to say that was a third party.
Remember, yeah.
Adventure, Atlantis, Cosmic Arc, Kaboom. That one was definitely Activision. Kaboom. Mega Mania and River Raid.
Oh, River Raid. River Raid was classic.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that popular. That's cool.
It's on the very bottom of the list. It's the smallest one to sell over a million.
More than Pole Position.
That's right. Just slightly. Just edge that one out. All right. I forgot who started that one. Tom, you did. So this one goes to Nora. NES accessories made and released by Nintendo. So the Nintendo Entertainment System had 1,000 kinds of controllers and accessories to improve your gaming experience. But according to Wikipedia, only 9, besides the original and restyled basic controller, was actually made and released by Nintendo of America. How many can you name? So these are Nintendo accessories that were made and released by Nintendo, not third party.
And I've got less than one.
You can say you wager zero.
Wager zero.
Okay.
Well,
Tom?
Then can I say name zero and then she wins? How does that work?
I win.
That's a really good point. How would that work? Okay, I think you have to at least say one. Yeah, because otherwise, if Tom says zero as well, then that one gets thrown out.
Oh, I have to at least wager.
You'll have to say one. Yeah, okay. You'll say one.
One.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be flexible on your one, by the way, if it comes down to it. Tom,
I also have zero, so I'm gonna throw it right back at you. Sorry.
All right, Nora. What's the what is the one? Entertainment system, Nintendo Entertainment System accessory that you've got.
I can't play any hints, can I? Because I have a hint.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I'll just give you a quick hint. This is for both of you. Okay, here you go.
Just take a shot.
That's a good. That's a very good.
The gun.
Correct. Yes, the zapper light gun. I will give it to you.
Oh, my goodness.
The other things you could have said, the NES Advantage, which was the joystick, the arcade-style joystick, the NES 4-Score, which allowed 4 players to play at once, the HFC, the hands-free controller, designed for people with physical limitations, the NES Lockout, which a locking device that had a key to prevent people from playing it, the NES Max Rapid Fire controller with a sliding control pad. Oh, I'm sorry. NES Max had Rapid Fire. Power Pad, the exercise mat. Rob, the robot.
Oh, yeah, Robbie.
And then Satellite, which is the wireless 4-player adapter for NES. So very good. Nice. You got the gun?
What is a power glove?
That was made by Mattel.
That's true. Mattel. Yeah. That was not. It felt very, I mean, yeah, it was had Nintendo all over it. But
that's right. Yeah, power glove not produced by Nintendo. And those are our 4 questions for that one. We thought that one would take a little bit longer. Yep. Nora, you've got the highest number of points on that one, 6 points.
<No way. laughs>
Just barely edging Tom out with 4.
Wow.
So congratulations, you win.
Well, that's done.
Fantastic. Nice job. It's Nora, everybody.
You win a Tom package with the signed Sword and Laser album art. Signed by Tom and Veronica. Doghouse Systems t-shirt, mousepad. Big thanks to Doghouse Systems. A Tadpool pint glass, a 12x12 TMS print, and In the Clip Clop bumper sticker, and as well some other stickers. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, Nora.
Thank you very much.
And congrats on your the little Raylan, middle name Raylan.
That's right.
That's so cute. All right.
All right.
Well,
next
done.
Up is yeah. Greg from Dubuque, Iowa.
Greg. Is it Scholenhoff?
It is Greg Schoenhoff. By the way, everybody, I've been told by Sales Geek in the chat room that everybody who plays tonight who loses, no one's going to go home empty-handed. So there are consolation prizes that are going to be sent out to the
very nice
the players who did not win. So
good, because Rishi and I need to make it up to him, dude. I did not mean to cream his crop so hard.
You did. You did. You did clean his clock.
That was bad. Wait, who's on now with us? This is Gregory. Gregory.
Yes.
This is Greg.
Greg. Oh, wait, he likes Greg better than Gregory. Gregory's on the line, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
Thanks. I don't know what I like, actually. I'll have to ask my wife.
All right. Good.
So, Greg, you were voted most encouraging camper at Camp Barnabas in Purdy, Missouri in 1997.
Yes, it was a great honor.
Congratulations. I love that. I told everybody to send in some fun facts about themselves, and I think that is one of my favorites right there, totally. This is a music round, and your choices, so Tom and Jury are completely off the table. Your choices are Scott and Nicole.
I want to play against the man himself, Scott Johnson.
All right.
Scott Johnson. All right. It's a music thing, so I think I'd be putting my money on Greg.
I would too.
One.
Yep.
All right. I don't know.
This is called Secondhand Songs, and guess what? It's a roundabout cover songs, but you're not going to get to hear any music. Mm. We have musicians listed with their top five most covered songs, according to secondhandsongs.com as of October 11th, 2014. I'm going to tell you the name of a popular musician or group and ask you to tell me the song in their body of work that has been covered the most times.
Wow.
If you name the top song on the list, you get 3 points automatically. If you name a lower song on the list, the opposing player gets a chance to try and name a song higher on the list and get a point.
Okay.
All right. I like if that. You guys happen to pick two songs that have the same number of covers, the Tadpool player wins the tie. All always. Right.
Fair enough.
All right. So your first one. Greg, we always give the player a chance to decide if he wants to go first. You want to go first or second?
I'm going to jump in face first. I'll go first.
Face first. All right. Here we go. So, Greg, your choice is, or your band is Fleetwood Mac.
I'm doing the thing Tom was talking about where your brain just goes blank the second you're asked.
I'm only 29, by the way, so let's see if I can pull this out of nowhere.
They were a band in the... It's a story about a mid-level band.
Yeah.
That's right. They were a band that had sex with each other.
All right. I'm going to name the song I'm most confident about actually knowing the name of, but I have no idea. Sure, I'm going to say Wild Horses.
Wild Horses is... not on the list. Now, if Scott can name one of the ones in the top five, then he gets a point. But if he doesn't, then he doesn't. That's just the way it goes. Scott.
Yeah.
Give me the name of a Fleetwood Mac song that's been covered and is in the top five number of covers.
I honestly, it's the only one that's coming to my brain. So I'm going to say Gold Dust Woman.
Gold Dust Woman is also not in the top five, no points on that one. The most covered song, this one surprised me, the most covered song by Fleetwood Mac is Songbird.
Really?
Yeah. Followed by Black Magic Woman, Landslide, Oh Well, and Dreams. Landslide was one I thought you guys might guess.
I know Landslide, I just couldn't think of it.
Ah, crap. Yeah, that's a better answer. I really like Gold Dust Woman, so I was playing preferences there.
Is Wild Horses Rolling Stones?
It's Rolling Stones, yep.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
Actually, they covered the Flying Burrito Brothers. Flying Burrito Brothers released it before the Rolling Stones did.
And they never made it big because their name was shitty.
The Flying Burrito Brothers. Flying Burrito what? Brothers.
That's terrible.
All right. Living proof that you can get too high.
Greatest band name of all time.
Bear Trees was going to be on that list.
Yeah.
No, everyone will get it. It'll be great.
It'll be awesome, man.
All right.
Next up. Cheech and Chong now?
Yeah.
Scott, your band is the Ramones. And I'm going to tell you that Blitzkrieg Blop, Bop or Blop is eliminated because it's way up there with 75 covers. Like it dwarfs all the other ones. So that one is eliminated.
Okay. All right. I want to be sedated, probably.
Okay, I Want to Be Sedated is on the list.
Okay.
All right.
I Want to Be Sedated.
It's I Want to Be Sedated. Actually, I take that back. I Want to Be Sedated is tied for the top. So I'll tell you what, Greg, if you can name the other song that is also at the top of the list, because the Tadpole player wins all ties, then you'll win this one.
I know two songs by the Ramones. It's Blitzkrieg Bop. And I Want to Be Sedated. Oh, man.
Well, they're the big hits, right?
So I'm gonna hand it off to Scott.
All right, so Scott, you are gonna get the points on that one.
All right. Rock and Roll High School is probably in there somewhere.
It's not, believe it or not. Oh. Sheena is a punk rocker. Is tied for first with I Want to Be Sedated, or tied for second, I should say. Oh. Blitzkrieg Bop has 75 covers. I Want to Be Sedated and Sheena is a Punk Rocker each have 38. The KKK Took My Baby Away, Beat on the Brat, and Rockaway Beach.
Nice.
Filled out the rest of the list. All right. Let's see. This one is to Scott. First choice on this one.
All right.
The performer is Madonna.
Great. Most covered.
Most covered song by Madonna.
Not that one. How about...
write this down for the next episode of This We Do. You have to sing it.
Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach. Not in Trouble the top beat. Five.
Ah, oh, damn it. Really?
Yes. So, Greg, you can, okay. If you name any of the top five here, you're going to get 3 points.
I'm an idiot.
Let's try Like a Virgin.
Like a Virgin is number one with 33 covers.
You're right. Yep. As soon as I didn't say it, I knew I screwed that up. Crap.
Where's La Isla Bonita on there?
That's the third one with 21 really? Covers.
Is it yep. really?
Oh, yeah. I thought there's no there's way.
Even, there's even a David Hasselhoff cover of that one, by the way.
Wow.
Rounding out the list.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is Vogue on the list? That was my backup choice.
It's not in the top five, so you went with the right one.
Yeah.
The top five are Like a Virgin, Material Girl, La Isla Bonita, Like a Prayer, and Live to Tell.
All right. Which one all had right. Danny Aiello in the video?
Papa Don't Preach. That was Papa Don't Preach.
All right, fine.
Yeah. All right. Scott, this one is... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one goes to Greg to start off with.
All right.
It's a newer band. You should be all right with this one. Radiohead is the band.
Okay.
What is the most covered song by Radiohead?
I know they hate this song, but I'm going to say Creep.
All right. Creep... Creep has to be all right. I'm going to call an audible on this one because
it's not showing on the list.
It's not showing on the list of the top
really
five.
Has to and be
the,
on there.
And the highest one is 19 covers, and I know I have more than 19 covers of Creep in my list. So I'm gonna go off the board and say yes. I know that Creep has been covered the most. So you automatically get the points on that one.
Yeah, that's that one. I would.
There's no doubt.
I agree.
The
yeah.
Most,
I was surprised it didn't even show up on the list.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's this. That's probably one of the ones that he was gonna say, like Blitzkrieg Bop is so far ahead of the other ones.
It
that,
broke the quiz.
It's ruined. You know, the best thing about Creep is they ride around a grocery store in a cart. That's my favorite thing about that video. Anyway, go
oh,
ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know if I've seen that.
He looks like a little kid in there.
I don't know if I've ever seen the video.
Really? Yeah, it's at least my memory is that. It was MTV even, so it's been a while.
All right, so the five that I did have on the list, No Surprises with 19 covers, followed by Paranoid Android, Karma Police, High and Dry, and Fake Plastic Trees.
Yeah, No Surprises was my second choice.
Yeah, Creep was definitely number one. All right.
29-year-old man.
All right,
you have
Scott.
So much more wisdom.
I know, right? Right? Keep telling me that. That'll help me.
No worries, Brian. I hear he's like, he's texting me. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
No worries at all, dude.
It's a pilot.
Dolly Parton. This one's going to Scott.
All right.
Your performer's Dolly Parton.
Oh, it's gotta be, if I can remember it, it's gotta be, is it Raylene? Jolene.
Jolene not is Raylene. Not the number one.
What?
Greg, if you can name the number
Come
one,
on, Scott.
How can that be? Like I know.
A higher cover.
Jolene was the only one I could think of.
I know the other one that Tom thinks I'm dumb for not getting. I know it.
She wouldn't happen to have a song called "The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas," would she?
she would
There's
not.
Definitely another song about a movie that might be on.
Yeah.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, the song that is number one did come from that movie, but it wasn't called "Best Little Whorehouse in Texas."
No.
The song wasn't.
Well, come on.
I'm going to punch out.
I literally cannot think
you're
of another.
You're breaking my back with all these hours you're making me work.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, I got to wake up at 8:30.
I see the clues you guys are giving. That's not it.
Oh, it's got to be on the list, though.
I'm not even like those clues. I don't think they mean anything to me.
Okay.
He's a whippersnapper.
They were trying to direct you to. So Scott wins that one. Jolene has 40 covers.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys are tied, so that's all right. Yeah, 9 to 5 only has 14 covers. I Will Always Love You, which was most popularly covered by Whitney Houston, has 49 covers, and that one did come from Best Little Whorehouse.
Do you count
Texas.
The covers?
I didn't know that that was a Dolly Parton film.
I didn't either. That's news.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
I did. I worked in the best country.
You know why
country.
Tom knows that? Because he listens to Coverville.
Yeah, that's right. Dolly Parton cover story.
That's right. All right. Let's see. This one goes back over to. Oh, shoot. See this one?
No, it's who's, him. Who's it's right? him. Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right. So it's Greg. You get this one. Also a new artist. Pink. Tell me the most popular Pink song to cover.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, think of a Pink
if,
song.
If, boy, if I can get the name right, I'm Coming Up or Party.
Keep saying some words from that song.
I'm coming up, so you better get ready to party. Get ready to party.
So close.
Ready to party.
I'm giving this to him. He's got the song.
Yeah,
the
he right knows. Song. He knows. It's Get This Party Started, right?
Get the party started.
Oh, the.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you
I'm
get
giving it to you. And that is.
Yep. Okay.
What's that? And that is number one. So you automatically get the points on that one. The rest of the list consists of Just Give Me a Reason, FM Perfect. I'm not going to say that one because you know we're still.
Well, it's a, we got children listening.
Trouble and Raise Your Glass. But Get the Party Started has 11 covers. All right, Scott, you got some catching up to do.
All right.
Here's an old band that Scott knows.
Great.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, I love Pink Floyd.
What's the most covered song by Pink Floyd?
Oh, this is actually hard because most famous doesn't equal most covered here.
Right.
I'm going to say Money.
Money is not even in the top five.
Oh, gosh. What?
Yes. So, Greg, if you can name a Pink Floyd song that is in the top five.
Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here is number one with 45 covers.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, nice job.
Well done.
That's a,
I do know my Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Me too, supposedly. But I just thought Money was so... That was like their big commercial on the radio all the time.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Just thought that would have been it.
Nope. The rest of them are Matilda Mother. Comfortably Numb is one I thought that for sure somebody would guess. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2.
Yeah.
And then tied for fifth place, Us and Them, Time and Breathe.
Got it. Which is the one with the flying pig? Which
none of these.
Astronomy Domine was not in there?
No, believe it or not, it wasn't.
Interstellar right. Overdrive either? Neither?
No.
No.
All right. Mother? No Mother?
No. From the Wall? No.
Okay.
All right. This is the last one. And Scott, you need way more points than you can possibly get from this one, but we're going to give it to you anyway.
All right.
Michael Jackson.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Oh. Oh, because he won.
Oh.
No, it is his turn.
No, I'm sorry. It is Greg's turn. Right. Yes.
Oh, okay.
So name any Michael Jackson song.
Billie Jean.
Billie Jean is number one with 46 covers. Very good. The rest of the list are Ben, Beat It, Human Nature, and She's Out of My Life.
Yeah.
She's Out of My Life.
It's not Smooth Criminal?
It's not Smooth Criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Man in the Mirror.
No, although that one's got to be really close because I've got a ton of covers of that one.
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay? So, Greg, congratulations.
Yay!
You are a big winner.
Yay, way to go,
Yay!
Dude. Nicely
Thank
done.
You.
So let's
I'm looking forward to getting hung up on by Scott.
That's right. And quickly, too. Here it goes.
Scott.
Oh, he won a bunch of stuff, but we don't have to tell him. He won a bunch of things.
That's right.
Dave will work all that out.
Sending all that to Dubuque, Iowa. Congratulations. All right, our final contestant.
Final contestant, everybody. This is it. Who is it?
It is Lou Page.
Duck with me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, that's true. You are the default.
They've been avoiding you all night because you will crush them.
She is more than the default. She's such a threatening competitor that people have been afraid to pick her all night.
Yeah. Dude, tell me about it. Always. Lou, are you there?
You're so kind.
I am.
It's Lou Page, everybody. Lou Page. Welcome to the show. It's good to have
you. Thank you.
Lou is a co-host of a podcast about zombies called Zombies Ate My Podcast.
Oh, we've heard of you.
Yes.
How are you liking this current season of The Walking Dead?
I love it. It's the best so far.
Cool.
Really good. Well, wow. I need to catch up. And don't tell Jerry. He'll go off on a rant about how it's the worst show ever because it disappointed him.
I mean, no, it might be good. Like, I stopped watching it like midway through season three, but I've heard a lot of people say that it's good now. So yeah.
I will admit that I almost stopped watching midway through season three, but I had my show to do, so I had to watch something.
That's right. You got to do the work for the people, dude. I understand.
All right. Well, you are automatically going against Nicole. You saved the best for last. And another round of closest to the pin. This is closest to the pin two, Electric Boogaloo. So this is the game where I give you the question. The answer is a number. We'll take turns. You guys will guess the number. The other person says higher or lower. You remember how this all works, right?
Yes.
All right. Lou, you get the choice of going first or second.
Nicole can go first.
All right. Aww, Nicole gets to go first. All right. According to a digital copy of Daybreak Part 3, as reported on the official wiki, how many survivors of the 12 colonies reached Earth in the finale of the reimagined Battlestar Galactica?
Say 1,000.
Okay, 1,000 is incorrect. Lou, is the actual number higher or lower than 1,000?
I'm going to go with lower.
All right, the actual number of survivors that reached Earth from the 12 colonies at the end of colonies.
At the end of Battlestar Galactica.
39,406. Oh. We just didn't get to see all those people because it would have been way too expensive.
Good Lord.
For the producers.
Yeah.
All right. This one goes to Lou. According to the company's official website on the subject, how many towers does AT&T Wireless have in what it calls its tower portfolio, covering the 50 states, United, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico? So how many cell phone towers does AT&T have?
10,000?
10,000 is incorrect. Nicole, is the actual answer higher or lower?
I'll say higher.
All right. The actual answer, the number of towers that AT&T has across the 50 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico is 4,938. The answer is lower.
Oh,
the point
I wonder
goes
how crappy
it
is.
Yeah, I was just going to say. That explains a lot.
That's right.
Yeesh.
Can you hear me now?
No.
No.
Wrong company. That's
I
all
right. I can't think of AT&T's.
I can't either.
When you're here, your family.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Nicole, this one goes to you.
Okay.
Who doesn't love the other way Steve Jobs changed the world? Pixar. According to Wikipedia, to the 10th of a billion, how much money has Pixar's 14 feature films grossed worldwide since Toy Story in 1995?
Wow.
I know it's a really high number. Because I was reading that the voice of Ham, he's like one of the top paying actors because he's in all of them.
Oh, Cliff Clavin?
Yeah, right. Clavin.
Ratzenberger?
Ratzenberger,
yeah.
Plus, maybe you should give me a little bit of an answer here.
I'm trying.
uncanny.
Any opportunity to trot that one out.
Yeah.
Annie, are you okay?
$100 billion.
$100 billion.
I don't know.
Good hell.
Is incorrect. Lou, is the actual answer higher or lower than $100 billion?
I want to say higher.
All right. To the 10th of a billion, Pixar's 14 feature films have grossed $8.5 billion. So the answer is lower. The points go to Nicole on that one.
Nicely done.
I had a pinky out when I said 100.
Did you?
Yeah. Nice.
All right, Lou, this one goes to you.
Ratzenberger and all his Pixar money. It's going to bug me.
Bugs all life. Right. Yeah. You know that it's no moon, but how much else do you know about the first Death Star? According to the Star Wars Incredible Cross Sections fact book, what was the battle station's diameter in miles?
Oh, man. I love these questions.
Back when I was in high school, I would have known this.
Reach back. Delve back.
I want to say 10,000.
10,000 miles is incorrect. Nicole, the actual answer higher or lower?
Lower.
You're saying lower? It is 99 miles. That is, Nicole gets the points on that.
I was going to say 7.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Wow. We, a mile is a long
That's
distance.
No moon. It's an asteroid.
Nice.
All right. Nicole, you get this one.
Okay.
If you don't know Tony Stark is a genius, just ask and he'll tell you. We'd like you to tell us how many times he's proven he's a genius by building an armored suit for himself or his friends in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
How many suits has
Tony Stark built either for himself or for his friends?
Twenty is incorrect.
Sounds like a decent number.
Lou, is the actual answer higher or lower than 20?
I want to say higher.
It is higher. Yes, 46 suits.
Whoa!
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. The one that he wears in Iron Man 3, I believe, is the Mark 47.
Are you counting? We're not counting the Hulkbuster or any of that from the trailer.
Not counting anything that hasn't come out yet in film.
All right.
That's good because Iron Man 3 is the one I haven't seen yet. And it's the only Marvel movie I haven't seen.
And there are a lot of suits in that one.
There are a lot of suits, especially at the end of three.
That's where the suit number ramps up is 3.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. Yep. In fact, he's rarely in them. It's kind of annoying. But anyway, go ahead.
Speaking of Scott Johnson.
Yeah. This one is going to Lou,
you get to answer this one, right?
Yeah.
All right. Scott Johnson is famous among Frog Pants folks for liking the film Star Trek Nemesis when most of Trek fandom thinks it's a mediocre movie at best. This got us wondering if you know, within a tenth of a million, how much the 10th Star Trek film made worldwide, according to Wikipedia.
Not enough is the answer.
I'll tell you, I bet you it's going to be a depressing number, though.
It probably
I
is.
Low. I want to say it's like 4 million.
Okay, is that your guess?
Yes.
All right, 4 million is incorrect. Nicole, is the actual number higher or lower than 4 million?
Higher.
It is higher, yes. 67.3 million, not much higher.
I don't need your help, Justin.
It's not that bad.
Sorry, just, I didn't hit my cough button.
Just because it made less than it cost to make it doesn't mean it's a bad movie. It's a bad timing.
No, there's plenty of other reasons why it's a bad movie.
Well, Tom Hardy and the other guy from the other thing, they're not the reason.
Yes, the other
thing. I actually just watched for the first time the other night, and I was like, why had I never seen this before? I actually enjoyed it.
It's a good time. That movie's fine.
It's probably the second best of the Next Generation ones, I think.
I agree.
About two-thirds of the original series movies.
Tom, represent, dude. Seriously, I completely agree. It's probably that and First Contact are probably two go-tos. Yep.
I'm with you.
Oh, finally, some redemption.
The point score is you have a large stack of chips.
Give me the score, Brian.
Like a blackjack dealer. I have to stack them and then level them out. Nicole has 12 and Lou has 6.
That's good
Come
work,
on, Lou.
Lou.
You can do it.
That's good work, Lou. Anyone ever tell you that? Like, the Simpsons
two
reference.
Two more, so you can at the very least tie it up.
Yeah. All right.
According to Statistic Brain, this one goes to Lou. According to Statistic—oh no, I'm sorry, Nicole, you get to answer this one. According to StatisticBrain.com, how many total tickets has pop star Madonna sold for her live shows since the Virgin Tour in 1985?
I was just talking about Madonna
On this very show, as a matter of fact.
I just looked at her Twitter account, and she has like a little over 400,000 Twitter followers. Seems really low.
That seems really low for someone.
Really
like
low. Yeah. She just posted a stupid picture of her on the floor. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but to the kids,
why,
to the kids.
That's why she only has 400,000.
Right. But to the kids today, she's, you know, grandma singer. Yes. They don't think of her like we do.
How many tickets? I would say.
Cher and Patsy Cline.
Yep.
1 million tickets.
1 million tickets is incorrect. Lou, is the actual number of tickets that she's sold higher or lower than 1 million?
Higher.
According to Statistic Brain, the number of total tickets Madonna has sold since the Virgin Tour is 16 million. It is higher.
Wow.
Yeah, she still packs a theater. I think she probably still sells out shows too when she tours.
So, I had the pinky out again when I said,
did you? 1 million tickets. All right. So, last question here.
Ooh, here we go. Big moment.
This one goes to Lou. According to Blizzard Entertainment in August 2014, within a tenth of a million, how many active subscribers does World of Warcraft currently have? I bet if you listen to the instance, you might know this.
I'm not a WoW player, so this is going to be hard for me.
That's all right.
And I
hope I don't hear Scott giving any sort of hints or nudges
nope,
or anything.
Nothing.
I'm going to say 5 million.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 million.
5 million. That is incorrect. Nicole, is the actual number higher or lower than 5 million?
I don't want him to lose.
It's all right. That's fine.
He's still going to get a consolation.
It's higher.
It is higher, but only barely. For someone who doesn't play WoW, you are very, very close. The actual answer is 6.8 million.
Yeah.
Okay, I had remember reading a number a couple weeks ago, and I remember being like 4, 5, or 6, and I was like, I'll just go with 5.
That was a pretty good guess.
That was a really good guess. Yeah, that was much closer than somebody would have gone with who doesn't play WoW.
Yeah.
Words coming
words
out of my
coming
mouth.
Slowly, but working.
That's because I'm all at Twitter because the game is, this round is over.
Yeah.
Nicole with, I think, 15, it looks like. And Lou, really close, though, with 9. Yes.
Nice job, Lou.
Thank you.
You did hold your own. In
yay!
A very tough
Lou! Well, Lou, everybody.
Better than 0, so that works for
yay!
Me.
Right? That's how I look at life.
That's right. And nobody goes home empty-handed. We'll find out from Sales Geek later on what everyone is going to be getting
yep.
who participated in the show and did not win. But congratulations to all of our winners, Peter, Corey, Nora, and Greg. Well, that was mm-hmm. a 50-50 shot here today.
Yep.
And big thanks to our panel.
Yeah, big thanks to our panel. Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. TomMerritt.com. The current geek, DTNS, a million things. Follow him, see him, know him, be him. That's
yes.
Tom Merritt. Thanks for being
oh,
here,
I don't
dude.
Have Tom.
Justin Robert Young, thanks so much, Justin. Having you here is like, I don't know, like having a cozy friend or something.
It's like Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was my gang name, actually, the Cozy Friend.
Cozy Friend, CF, represent.
Yeah. Get out of the corner and see Cozy Friend.
He's an international jewel thief.
That's right.
By the name, the Cozy Friend.
That's right. Justin R. Young on Twitter. You can find him on all kinds of other things. And now on DTNS also, at least once a week, yes. because that thing got cracked. That's Woo-hoo. Awesome. And Nicole Spag, who is also all over the place. Nicole Spag on Twitter, ladiesofleet.com, all kinds of rad things. Wednesdays on TMS.
Nicole Nerd Parents.
Nerd Parents. Oh, it's such a good show. Recommendals, follow that Twitter account too while you're at it. Yeah. That's really good. Thanks, Nicole, for being here as well.
Thank you. I had fun.
I think that's it, Brian Ibbett. Anything
Thank
you'd like
you,
to
Scott
add
Johnson.
Before we get the hell out of here?
Well, just a little reminder to people that if they like this, they can get more of it just by going to patreon.com/TMS. If you push us over the $10,000 mark, we will make this a regular monthly event. So if you didn't get a chance to play tonight, that would be your chance to play. So please consider making
Please
this
do.
Happen.
And listeners, thank you for helping us sort of beta test this. We were unsure how the pilot would go. I think it went pretty well. We'll make adjustments and do things that we think it needs, but I had a ball, so I don't know
what
we'd
change.
Yeah,
I did too. Big thanks to Brian Woodard for the questions, for writing all these questions. Did a lot of heavy lifting here with all this stuff.
Yeah,
so
Brian.
Huge, huge
Yay.
Thanks.
And also Dave Michael, thank you so much for arranging the gifts and the prizes and all that stuff and yes. arranging these people and all this stuff. Arranging the people.
Arranging the people.
They're not Russian nesting dolls. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for being here for this weird edition of TMSPM. We'll see you guys on Monday.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.